What are you afraid of? Losing your job? Losing your family? Losing your life? Or maybe you're just afraid of stepping up and being the man that God called you to be because you know it's going to cost you something. Well, let me tell you right now, fear is a liar. But it's also one hell of a convincing liar if you let it control you. Welcome back to Renegades, Man of Faith and Fortitude. I'm your host as always, Preacher Joe. This is the podcast where we throw down the gauntlet for every man listening. See, this is not your Sunday morning soft-spoken feel-good message. I'm not here to stroke your ego or tell you that everything is going to be okay if you just sit on your ass and wait. Nope. Today, we're tackling fear, raw and real. Fear is like a cancer. It starts small and spreads until it paralyzes you. But here's the good news. God did not create you to be a slave to fear. You were made to be a warrior, a man who stands tall even when the world's falling apart. If you're tired of letting fear dictate your life, then stick around. We are about to get into some real talk, some scripture, and actionable steps to punch fear in the face and walk in the faith like the badass man that God created you to be. Before we dive in, make sure you hit that like and subscribe button and share this podcast with someone that needs to hear this. We're going to go and drop a comment and tell me what's the one fear that you're ready to kick to the curb. Also, don't forget to check out my book, Men of Faith and Fortitude, Redefining Masculinity in Christ. It's the manual that you did not know that you needed to step into your God-given calling. And don't mind the noise, it's my little cat. Good to go? So, fear, it's a weapon straight out of the devil's arsenal, right? He uses it to keep you from living the life that God has planned for you. But let's be clear about something. Fear itself is not the enemy. It's how you respond to it is going to make you or break you. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and of love and of a sound mind." So let's break that down. Fear is not from God, period. So if you're living in fear, you're giving the enemy real estate in your mind. And let's be honest, some of you are renting out the entire damn penthouse to him. Now, life's hard. Bills stack up, relationships break down, health problems hits like a sledgehammer. But you know what? None of that gives you the excuse to cower. In the Bible, David was a kid, right? Going up against a giant, literal giant. Did he back down? Hell no. He grabbed his sling and said, "You come against me with a sword and a spear, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty." See, now that's the kind of courage that you need. You cannot fight fear with your fist, but you can fight it with your faith. And faith is not some abstract, fluffy concept. It's gritty, it's real, it's raw. You know what I mean? It's the choice to believe in God's promises, even when your knees are shaking and your hands are trembling. Now, here's the thing. Fear and faith cannot coexist. One will always drive out the other. Which one is calling the shots in your life right now? Fear is always going to be there, lurking in the background, you know, stalking in the shadows, whispering the lies to you. But you've got a choice. You're either going to bow to it or you're going to rise above it. Remember 2 Timothy 1:7. God gave you power, man. Love and a sound mind. Use those. Fear does not define you. Your faith does. Your actions do. Your trust in God does. Be like David. Face your giants. Fight your battles. And remember, God is with you every step of the way. Before we wrap up, let me hear from you. What's one step that you're taking this week to kick fear to the curb? Share it in the comments below or hit me up on social media. If you're ready to dive deeper into this fight, grab my book, Man of Faith and Fortitude. And if this episode hit home for you, share it with a brother who needs to hear it. Now, part you've been waiting for, full throttle moment, folks. Listen, brothers, falling is not the problem. It's staying down that screws you. Every time you get back up, you're proving fear wrong and showing God that you trust him. Struggles are not setbacks. They're setups for the man God is molding you to be. Stop letting fear hold the pen of your story. Take it back and let faith write the next chapter. Until next time, keep believing, keep striving, and keep living a life full of faith and fortitude. God bless. Hoorah.
Hit the smash it, folks. Smash that like button. Peace out.
But that's the devil's way. Or acting out, so I just get down on my knees and pray. I ask him to lead the way. But if it gets no better, just know I tried. Consider this my last letter. To my fans, to my friends, to my family. When I leave this earth, I hope y'all all remember me. R.I.P. Shout out Quint, rest in peace, Preacher Main. I'ma hold it down, but swear to God, I miss you, man. R.I.P. you all, we miss you, Franco. Freaky T, he took it hard, I feel his pain, though.
So many cry, so many die over nothing at all. Give me life up something so small. I say, so many tears, so many years we can never get back. This ain't life, if we're living in a past, that's our way.
Everybody, man, you gotta wake up and thank God every day for living, man.